And next up is Sonia Berthasel, also here by phone.
Hello, welcome. Can you hear me now?
We can. Thank you for joining us.
My name is Dr. Sonia Berthasel. Thank you so much, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and honorable members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee for taking my testimony this morning. I am an environmental scientist and a faith leader living in Orono, Maine. And I'm here to submit testimony in support of LD 1639. I run the youth group at the Church of Universal Fellowship in Orono, which is called the Young Adults with Pizzazz, or YOP. YOP is an amazing and passionate group of middle and high school aged youth. This spring, we spent several classes learning about the Juniper Ridge landfill and this issue of leachate runoff into the Penobscot River, as part of some broader conversations we were having around environmental justice and allyship. And again, for a definition of environmental justice, I would refer you to Don Neptune Adams' really heartfelt and beautiful definition presented earlier, which if, you know, as a scientist, I'm all for technical definitions. And as a person of faith and a person of conscience, I believe that there are things that can transcend our technical definitions. Anyway, I'm here on behalf of my YOP group in support of closing the loophole that allows for out-of-state waste to be dumped in Maine landfills. I also support adding environmental justice to the public 9 benefit determination standards for solid waste disposal facilities. LD 1639 represents a step forward for our ecosystems and our communities, and I urge you all to vote ought to pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sonia Berthasel, for joining us by phone. Are there any questions from the committee? I'm not seeing any questions. Thanks for your testimony. Next up is Dana Colahan.